Today is Chaf Pesach Tanita Daf Chaf Beis. I'd like to discuss the sugya of doctors. Did you just say doctors?
Both doctors are not here.
Both doctors are not here. Dr. Friedman?
Dr. Fruchter.
That's right. Okay. The sugya of doctors. What's the sugya of, what do I mean by the sugya of doctors? If a doctor tells, let's discuss a non-Jewish doctor, or even a Jewish doctor that is completely irreligious, tells you something, to what degree do we accept his words in halacha? Now let me give you the classic example. It's Yom Kippur. And the doctor says to think of a guy, he never heard of Yom Kippur before, and he has a Jewish patient, and he has a serious illness, whatever the case is, he has taken medication, so on and so forth, we need not elaborate, and he asks the doctor, can I fast on Yom Kippur? Goyish Adath says, why? What do you mean you want to fast? I want to not eat for a period of 25 hours. 25. Is this, will this affect my health? Will I survive? Will I put myself in a state of sakon, of danger, to not eat for 25 hours? So that's what? 20, no water, no food? Out of your mind? Yeah! Yes! And you have to struggle with a doctor, and you finally have to convince him how serious you are, and he thinks about it, and he goes back and forth. Okay, today, all the non-Jewish doctors, I mean, most of them, they know about our customs, and they take it seriously, and they give us their professional opinion if it is detrimental to a person's health, if it will affect the person's treatment and his condition and the medication, by not eating for 24 hours. Well, what exactly will it do? Will it become different degrees of sakan, of danger? Just a little inconvenience? Or is it something which can really affect his health? And he gives us his opinion. He says, don't fast. It is my professional opinion. Do not fast. It will cause your condition to worsen. Do we accept his words? Maybe he's a liar, or he doesn't take seriously the halacha that if you eat on Yom Kippur, a person is chayif kares. To what degree do we accept the words of the doctor? So the answer is, obviously, we've all been brainwashed. I like to use that word. Someone's criticizing me. I should never use that word. But we've all been trained to think that, of course, you listen to the doctor. The doctor tells you it's sakana, and he's, of course, going the case where he's serious. He understands what is involved, how much it means to us, understands the concept that to a Jew it means to put yourself in a situation where you potentially there's a chiyuv of kares. And he tells us it doesn't matter, this sakana, we accept it. Now the truth is, the only reason why we really accept the words of the doctor is not because we really believe him. In halacha, Yom Kippur is easy. He creates a doubt. He says, you definitely put your life in danger. We don't believe him. We accept what he says, that he has created, he might be right. He's not 100% right. He might be 50%, maybe even 30% right. There's a possibility. A possibility. It's a suffix. Suffix bikuach nefesh. Lekula. We're lenient. So when we accept the opinion of a doctor, it's not because, and with regard to this specific case of Yom Kippur, we do not in halacha need to accept his word as fact. All we need for him is to give us his opinion, and that can be accepted at least to create a doubt. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. There's a doubt? The sofik pikuach nefesh. Sofik pikuach nefesh in halacha allows a person to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay? That's why we believe a doctor.
Is that only a Gentile doctor?
A Gentile doctor or a Jew, for most opinions hold that a Jewish doctor who is irreligious, not observant, is the same thing.
What if he is observant?
No, then we accept his opinion as fact. Because then he realized, then there's an assumption, just like for himself, he knows that if you eat on Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv kares. So then there's no nafkamina in this case. Even a goy, but a religious observant Jew that tells you something, and he says this is the way it is. He's believed. Eidech ha'neman be'isurin, because he knows what's involved. It's personal to him. But we're dealing with a goy. So again, the point is, you don't need to accept his opinion as fact. Torah Misinai, it's enough to create a doubt. And in halacha, once there's a doubt when it comes to an item like pikuach nefesh, you have, and halacha will tell you, the halacha is you should be lenient. V'shmartim es nafsho seichem, you don't eat on Yom Kippur. So that's easy as pie. Okay, Yom Kippur shilas for the doctor, that's easy as can possibly be. Where is the difficult case? The difficult case is the case of Hilchas Nida. These are the cases which the Rabbanim struggle every day. It's extremely complex. To a doctor, a woman has blood. She's bleeding. And the question is, there's something called Dam Nida, something called Dam Maka. I don't know all the protein, the details, but there appears to be many times where a woman bleeds and the blood is not, does not make her into a Nida. She's not a Nida. Because the Dam is not Dam Nida, it's Dam Maka. There's some type of sore, there's a wound, there's some irritation, and that's the cause of the blood, and that type of blood does not render a woman a Nida. The problem is, we don't know. Is it Dam Nida? Many times it's extremely complicated. What the blood is Dam Nida, or is it Dam Maka? Dam Nida is Metama, Dam Maka is not Metama. And the doctor, the non-Jewish doctor, says it's Dam Maka. This is not Dam Nida, it's Dam Maka, and Mimela, she's Mteris Labala. Can we accept the opinion, the professional opinion of a non-Jewish doctor? Lekula. Here the result is a leniency that the woman will be permitted to be with her husband, and there's no problem. But if the doctor really is wrong, then she really is a Nida. And if the woman is with her husband, they're both chayf kars. So here it's a shaila of believing a doctor to be lenient. Yom Kippur, it's not even a question. We don't need this opinion. We just need to create a doubt. Here we need a vade. We need real answers. We need to know, is Dam Nida Dam Maka? Do we accept the professional opinion of a doctor? Now today, I'm assuming today, I don't know the details. There are a lot of books, there are very thick books on these topics. And there are people that are professionally trained to answer these questions. But today, with modern medicine and modern technology, all these various types of tests and scans and who knows what, it's extremely high tech. Today, I am assuming that it's very easy to determine with certainty when a doctor tells you something, it's very clearly defined yes or no. It's not something which a doctor, you can believe a doctor because he would not risk his reputation and his license. He wouldn't go make up stories when, if you can prove, if it can be proven right or wrong through a test or through some type of scan or whatever it is, he's not going to play around, and he's believed because he's not going to want to lose his reputation, his business, and whatever he tells you, we trust because it's the results of tests, and the tests are conclusive. There's no room to wiggle. Let's talk theoretically, and I'm sure there are theoretical cases, otherwise the books wouldn't be so thick. Let's assume a theoretical case where it's not clear. It's not clear, it can go both ways, and you need an opinion. You need an opinion, and we have a doctor that is a very strong opinion on this matter. He has done studies, and this is what he does, this is what he thinks about the whole day, and he works in this field. Non-Jewish doctor, big doctor, and it's his opinion. And it cannot be proven. But he is certain that the woman is not in need. Do we accept the doctor's opinion with certainty that a woman will be permitted to her husband and she is mother? Very tough question. Very tough question. And there really is, the little bit that I've read up on this, there is no answer. Depends. Every situation is different. It is a need. You can be lenient. There is a range of opinions. I just want to discuss you one of the major sources in the sugya. There's a range of opinions. Every case is different. Case we cannot generalize in these matters. But this is the question. Do we accept the opinion of a doctor, a non-Jewish doctor, which cannot be proven as fact, to allow a leniency in halacha, and an example of a woman to be mutter to the Baala, if you believe the doctor when he says that this is Dam Maka and not Dam Nida? It all comes from a Gemara on today's Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beitz. Let me read you two lines of Gemara. It's very, very short. I'm just going to point out a few interesting pieces of the puzzle. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vachabeis, Chavilus, Vachabeis, face of face." Amar Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok. Shnei Meisen Hela Abba Mi Tiv Ion Liyavla. My father, this is the middle of a Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the question: does there exist a certain type of blood, a certain type of blood or not blood, something that looks like klipa, shells, scales? Yeah, we'll see them all. You'll see what it means. It's the middle of the Gemara. I'm just jumping into the middle of the Gemara. Omer Belazer, Rabbi Sadik, my brother said, my son, Shneim, two stories. Hela Abba, my father, Mitiv Ioin, from the city of Tivion, I guess that was like a big medical center. Liavne, Tiavne. Maisa b'isha shehoisa mapelas kinin klipois adumos. Strange story. A woman was discharging what looked like red shells. I don't know what that means. Shell, something, a funny shape. Some type of object that looked, that was red and had a distinct shape. And they wanted to know, is this dam nida? Or is this, did it start as blood of nida? Or did it start as dam mak? Ubahu, they came. The shalu es abba, they asked my father, what's the halach? Is this woman muteres labala? Is she mutter to her husband, yes or no? The abba shalach chachamim. My father didn't know the answer. So he went to the chachamim, he went to the beis medrash, he went to the rabbanim, he went to the beis din. And the beis din didn't know the answer. The chachamim sho'alu l'roifim, and the chachamim consulted with the doctors. And I think the assumption is, I don't think anyone disagrees at this point, that everyone they're dealing with non-Jewish doctors, even though it doesn't say in the Gemara explicitly, that appears to be pashut. They consulted with the top non-Jewish doctors. What is the nature of this discharge? The amru lahem, the doctors told the chacham the following. This woman, the blood is not dam nida. It's dam maka. Whatever dam maka is, it's not important to our discussion. It is dam maka. Dam maka is not mitam. It does not cause her to be tanea. Sheninena, due to this maka, mapelis kinin klipas. And it causes her to discharge what looks like a shell. Okay. Now come the magic words, which is explosive. The next words to Gemara are Tatil Lamayim. Let these klipos be soaked in water. In Nimucho, if these klipos, these red klipos dissolve, then Tanea. That is an indication that it's not a maka, it's dam nida. It's dam nida. And if not, if it fails, if not, it passes the test, the klipos do not dissolve, then it's dam mak. Okay, now before we go further, let me just right away tell you, there's a great debate among the Achronim. Who said these words? Were these the words of the doctor, or these the words of the Chachamim? In other words, I'll give us a little more to one approach at a time. The doctor said with conviction, you're coming to ask our opinion, you're coming over here to the greatest medical facility in the world, we specialize in this matter, you're coming here, you're showing us the sample, this is dam maka. Goodbye, leave your credit card, and that's it. There's nothing more to discuss, we'll send you the lab results, goodbye. The Chacham walked out, they had the results, and the Chacham said, you know what, we don't believe them. The one who made the next statement was the Chachamim said to the person who wrote the Shaila, this is what the doctors told us, but we're telling you to conduct the following test. Tati l'mayim, soak the sample in water, in nucho tmeya, if it dissolves tmeya. So why then do they go to the doctor? In other words, basically according to this, that you have to finesse. Everything I'm saying now is not accurate. I want to bring out ideas. I know what I'm saying is not accurate. It's very complicated, but let's just bring out the ideas. There is, in this approach, even though it's not accurate, but there's something here. In this approach, they don't believe the doctors. They don't believe. Oh, they don't believe. The doctor said this. They told us something we never knew. They have. In other words, if we didn't go to these doctors, then we would have no choice but to say that we have to machmer zam, that this is This is dam nida. It's red. It comes from the makar. She's discharging this, what appears to be from the Makar, it's red. It looks funny, okay, it looks funny, so it doesn't make sense. But the doctors told us that there does exist in this world such that it does exist, and we believe them for this. We do believe them. This is their field, they're experts, they're professionals, that there is such a thing in this world as a disease, where blood, where a woman has a maka, and the maka produces klipos that are red. They've revealed to us this incredible information, and we accept that information 100%. It's something new to us. We never knew about this. We never studied biology. We never knew this. This is what they do the whole day. Wow, a chiddush. We accept it. They also are so convinced, not only does this, such a thing exist in this world, that the sample that we have presented is exactly one of the case studies. It is exactly one example of the damaka that comes from a woman. So the Chum say, we are impressed, we are now very happy with this new information, but to believe the doctors, ad kidei kach, that in this exact instance, that what we have in front of us is what they say it is, that far we don't believe them. We don't accept the opinion of a Gentile doctor to be lenient, to allow the woman to her husband, and now we're going to combine our expertise with the doctors. And if now we'll take this sample, we have a tradition, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you should soak when you have blood, hard blood. The Gemara says soak it in water. If it dissolves, it's blood. That's the Mishnah. That's the main topic of the Mishnah. I'm talking about congealed blood. It says in the Mishnah, it says, Hamapelis kimin klipa, kimin tsara, kimin ofar, kimin yevushim adumim, tata lemayin, in imucho temeya. It was a different type of klipos there. But we have a tradition, and we're going to combine what the doctor said with our tradition. If it dissolves, good. If it's not needed, if it doesn't dissolve, then the doctor, yeah, that's right.
Now, if the doctors, these great doctors said this is dam nida, would they second guess him and do their experiment?
L'chomer, no. Once they create a suffix, it's already also. That's what we said before, when it comes to the case of Shmad and Snapchat, when it comes to Pikuch Nefesh, the doctor creates a suffix.
The doctor here was, you know, basically Mahmer. But maybe.
If the doctor is Mahmer.
Maybe their experiment would have. Proven the doctor's wrong.
Okay, so we have to analyze you have to assess the whole situation. Look at the big picture. Every case is complicated. Every case is different. You cannot generalize. You should bring out these ideas. Every case is different. Here we want to resolve. What's our goal? Our goal is to be matir. We want the woman to be matir. We're not looking for chomers here.
So when the doctor said the may nida, I may still want to be matir by running my
correct
experiment.
Can you do
prove
so?
The doctor's wrong.
But can you? Yes, possibly. Possibly. Yes, that's right. It's right. That's all part of the question. Exactly. Just because the doctor is not, we don't have to listen to the doctor. It's all part of the question. So, in this instance, you have to extrapolate. Every case is different. But in this instance, the doctors right away said mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. We're telling you. The doctors really told them two things. Number one, there does exist such a thing as klipos, which comes from a maka. Number two, this is it. What you're showing us is it. So the Chum said, doctors, thank you very much. We're very impressed. You've taught us something that we have never knew before. But we don't believe you. We're not going to rely upon a doctor, ad kadei kach, to be matar in isha labala, where there's a suffix chayve kresos. We're going to use the information, and we're going to build upon if what we learned in the Mishnah, but now we're going to soak it in water, and if it dissolves, then we know that we don't trust you doctors. The doctors will tell you, even if it dissolves, according to this interpretation, even if this would dissolve, and turn into dissolve, the doctors would say, it's still Tahira. She's still Damna. That far we're not going to go. We're only going to go to accept this information, combine it with our background, our knowledge. If it dissolves, Tameya. If it doesn't dissolve, now that they've taught us this new idea, the woman is Mutar Labala. Right. So basically, what's the gist of this approach in the Gemara? We're skeptical.
But what about a religious Jewish doctor? You believe him right away?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it seems to say in the place skin. Yeah, because a Jewish doctor who has, you know, you have to, every case is different. What do you mean a Jewish doctor? It means that he really knows. Does a Jewish doctor really? It means he has the training and the background and the experience to know. Yes.
Well, Well, so yes. The other one had the training too.
But it's a guy. A guy is never an Emon. Okay, guys, I told you, it's extremely complicated. You cannot generalize everything. But I just want to bring out the ideas. And the ideas start with this Gemara. And this Gemara, I've given you one approach to the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us the one who makes the statement is not the doc. The one who made this statement is the Chachamim. And from that we can learn that the Chachamim are skeptical. They accept the information, and now we'll do our own tests. If we've not this information, then we will be stuck. We would have nothing to work with. Then we automatically will declare it Tameya. Now we have new information. Excellent. We're going to make use of it. And if our tests tell us that she's mutter, if not. But we're not just going to take your word as a matter of fact. That's one approach. Now let me give you another approach to the Gemara. Let's read the same exact Gemara again. The Omru, and the doctor said, don't translate the words that she definitely has a maka. She might. You have to add a word to the Gemara. The doctor themselves said, you know, it can go two ways. Maybe yes, maybe not. Kenzine, I don't know. Doctor is a good doctor. Maybe you know. We have to do a test.
Get a second opinion.
Get a test. I get a nice money. You know, every test you bill, medical billing, you get a lot of money. We'll do a test. Isha zo maka. She might have a maka b'sach meyecha. Shem ben apelts kmiklipos. And therefore, the doctor was the one who prescribed the test. And the doctor said, Tata Lamayim, Imni Mucho Tineo. If it dissolves, that means it's Tamida. If it does not dissolve, so the Chum knew nothing. They didn't even know about this test. And they had full faith in the doctor. So you can extrapolate, if you learn, it's not clear who's the one who's making the statement to telling you to do the test. Either the Rabbanan, they left and they told them, do it on their own. Which is very possibly because the Gemara says Tameya. The doctor wouldn't talk with that terminology, Tameya, not Tameya. According to this approach, the doctor himself is telling them to do the test, and based upon what the Chum said, mainly you'll know in your laws if she's Tameya or not Tameya. Or that's all added by the Chum to explain what the doctor, to rewrite the words of the doctor. But according to this approach, it would appear that whatever the doctor says, the doctor has the experience, he has the training, he's a professional, he's accepted, even when it comes with regard to leniency. Now, I'll give you a third interpretation. The third interpretation of the Gemara is, this is what the Marsham says, there's a major mistake in the Gemara. These words don't exist. The words of Tatil Lamayim in Nimucho Tmeya should be deleted from the Gemara. Now, why in the world would the Marsham say it should be deleted from the Gemara? Because first of all, the same Gemara appears in Tosefta, in the Yerushalmi. And there in the Yerushalmi, these words do not appear altogether. The doctor said categorically, the woman is tahira. They said she has a maka. Finished. No tests. No tests. Save your time. She's muteris. Go home. And the Chum accepted it. Whatever the doctors say, good, mutter, we accept their words blindly. Why did these words get, how did these words creep into the Gemara? Because the Gemara goes further. This is very interesting what the Marsham says. For Shuvmais, there was another story. The Isha Shai Sama Pelos Kamin Saro, same as I started the story. She had a miss, she was discharging hairs. Adumos, red hairs, what looked like red hairs. Ubo, Lushayles Abba. They asked my father, the Abba, Shalachachon. The Chachamim, Lurayfim. The Yarmulukham, they told him the same kind of Shuma, she has a maka, she has a wart. Adumos. And now here in the second story, these are the words. Tate lamayim imimucho tmeya. Same, you can have the same dilemma. Who was the one that gave the instructions to conduct the test? Was it the doctors? Was it the chachamim? Fine. Along comes, then the Gemara goes further. Let's read the next words of the Gemara to explain what the Marsham says. Very interesting Marsham. Amar Reish Lakish uvepaishrin. When you conduct the test, make sure you use lukewarm water. Now, what in the world is going on over here? This is a story. What Reish Lakish is telling you how to conduct the test, telling you about you have a story. I tell you a story. A Maya Shahaya from Chassidus Rebbe from 300 years ago. Right, the Chassidus Rebbe 300 years ago. How far back is Chassidus go? What?
Try 200.
200 years ago. Okay. So try a Chassidus story from 200 years ago. I tell you a story, and now I'm the big expert. I'm going to tell you. And by the way, when the Rebbe did this thing, when you should do it like this. Who needs my 2 cents to comment on a story, to give you advice about a story that happened 200 years ago? Whatever happened, happened. Ma'isa shahoya hoya. Who needs my 2 cents? So the Rasham says something amazing. He says, there's a Tos Hatfos, and he explains the whole process. In the Mishnah, it discusses a situation where there's dry blood, and you should do a test. And the Mishnah says, how do you do the test? You soak the dry blood in water. So he says, the words tata lamayim in imucho tmeya is not part of the end of the second story. It's a new dibur hamaskel. Many times we have two dots, and then the Gemara quotes a section of the Mishnah. It quotes 3, 4, 5 words of the Mishnah, and then begins to discuss the Kalacha. So the words Tata Lamayim Nimucho Tmeya is a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a woman discharges different types of dry blood, whatever it is, different types of things. Tata Lamayim Divrei Nugamar Tata Lamayim Nimucho Tmeya. Period. Now, Amar Reish Lakish, when the Mishnah tells you, instructs you for all generations how that you should do this test, let me tell you one other condition of how to do the test. You shall use lukewarm water. So at the end of the second, this statement was never meant to be the end of the second story. It was meant to be a quotation from the Mishnah, which begins a new discussion in the Gemara. The printer made a mistake. The printer thought that these words were the end of the second story. A woman was discharging red hairs. They went to my father. My father went to the Chachamim. The Chachamim went to the doctors. The doctor says to Hoira, and do a test. So he thought that do a test was part of the story. No! The story was the doctor said to Hoira, go home, case closed. New Gemara begins. Do it. The quote from the Mishnah, do a test. How do you do a test? You do a test with soaking in lukewarm water. The printer lost the period, so he thought that this was the end of the second story, and then he said, why should the second story be any different than the first story? If the end of the second story was the Chachamim or the doctor said do a test, or the Chachamim said do a test, Mistam in the first story, the doctor or the Chachamim said do a test, so he took those words and he repeated it. We went from one corruption to another corruption. That's what the Marsham says. But the truth is, these words have no place in the story. The story was they went to a doctor, and the doctor said she's a makkah, and the Chachamim believed the doctor. And that was the story. They told the woman, go home, you're mutter l'baala, you're finished. And in fact, that's how the story appears in the Tosafta. In the Tosafta, in the Yerushalmi, where it says the story, it doesn't make any mention of doing a test. So how did it get into the Bavli? It got into the Bavli in a two-step process. And the proof is in the pudding, because the Gemara doesn't make any sense. But I'm giving you a comment that a Chassidus Shemais that happened 200 years ago. I'm telling you, my 2 cents doesn't make it. It's a quotation from the Mishnah. And now the Gemara explains, as is common, as the style of the Gemara. The printer lost the dots. The dot got lost. He thought it was part of the second story. So why should the second story be in the first story? So he added, appended it also at the end of the first story. Now when you append to the end of the second story, along comes us, we're all confused. Who's the one that made the statement? Was it the doctors gave this advice? Or was it the Chana gave the advice? Do you believe the doctors? You don't believe the doctors. And we go from one step to another step, and we become corrupt. And it all happened because there was a missing dot.
It all happened because we're not supposed to write it down.
A missing dot. A little dot.
How did the Marsham live?
I don't know.
Is he a Rishon? Nachra?
I think it was Nachra. I'm not sure. These are the issues that we want to bring out. One other little point.
According to Basham, interpretation.
Yes, according to the Masham, whatever the doctor says, the doctor is God. Whatever the doctor says, whatever the doctor says, you believe, you have faith, and halacha.
When's the earliest edition printed?
Oh, so they discussed that. Where I saw this in the Masifta. This whole thing is wrote down in the Masifta. The Masifta is a publication of Ezra Hadar in the back, in Alibah the Hilchasa, and indeed he quotes exactly, looked at the old there, I think there are 40 manuscripts, if I'm not mistaken, there are 40 old manuscripts of the Talmud. Yeah. In the new editions of the Ezra Hadar, they actually went through all 40 manuscripts, and on the side, they have the Shin Nuschos. The art scroll is still using the first edition of the Ezra Hadar. There's already a new edition of the Ezra Hadar, the new nice crisp pages of Gemara.
So
it varies. I think somehow.
The oldest edition.
It's not a Riley oldest.
So it's before the printing.
So you're right. The manuscripts are handwritten. So some have. I think he said that some have, some don't have. Some have it written twice. Some don't have. So you have to look at the manuscripts to see. Okay, but one other point I want to make related to this thing is there's a chassam, vastly chassam said that today. It's very hard to swallow this. But this is what the chassam sefer says. Okay, let's say they've done a lot of medical knowledge is done through experimentation. That's a fact. If you give a certain refuah, a certain medicine, the person will be healed. You don't do it. Most of trial and error, right? The FDA. Trial and error. In the case people are willing to risk their lives, take experimental drugs, and if it works, it works. Doesn't work, it doesn't work. Let's say the FDA says it works, but it's only been proven. The Chassam, based on the Chassam Sefer, I'm just extrapolating what the Chassam Sefer would say. The tests have been done on non-Jews. It's hard to swallow, but I'm about to tell you, so don't get excited. The FDA, right, they approve a new drug, but so this drug, if you take the drug, it's going to work. You don't take whatever. And now you'll come up with some complicated shiloh. Let's say it's treif, but it's pikuach nefesh. Or other way around. You figure out the case. I can't figure it out. Was the decision of the FDA have any bearing on a Jew? Because the body of a Jew is different than the body of a goy. Why? Chazal say this. A goy eats shkotzim v'remosim. He eats chazer. It's got different types of non-kosher things, which causes the body to develop differently. It has a different chemical reaction to environment, to foods, to medicines. Jew doesn't eat non-kosher, doesn't eat chazer, all non-kosher things. Different type of body. And also a Jew is always worried. Worried about mitzvos. And his body, even Gemara says this.
Stressed
out. Yeah, over mitzvos. And the body heat is higher, it's different. Two differences. Goyim eat tarfus, and they live a carefree life. A Jew does not eat tarfus, and is stressed out over mitzvos. Body is different. Just because something works for a goy, does not necessarily mean it will work for a Jew. That's what Chassam Sofer says. It's hard. Now, it's interesting because there's something called evolution. We all know, the body over hundreds of thousands of years adapts to different situations. Animals, human beings, for a Jew, a miyuchas, who's great from all generations, or 20 generations, not even tarfless, has not done certain things. It's not so far fetched to say, Claudius showed that our bodies, our genetic makeup, to a certain degree, are more resistant or less resistant to certain types of environmental factors. I mean, it's a fact. This is not saying chidushim. So, when it comes to doctors giving you medical advice, the Chassam Sofer says they're not nerman. Not shot because they're liars. They don't take, it's a whole new approach. Not because they're liars. They don't take seriously our religion of Kurus and Shabbos and all these things. No, they're sincere, and they know what they're talking about. But their training and their expertise is based upon non-kosher cadavers, non-Jewish cadavers. It's not necessarily proven that the same conditions will apply to a Jew. And I told you, modern times, modern science, it's hard to swallow such a thing, to say such a thing. But this is what he says.
We have a Raya in the Torah. Loka kemoha anashim mitzrios
anashim mitzrios. Kichayos hayna. Kichayos hayna.
What were the practical
advantages? Let me say, bottom line is, all I want to bring out is, there is no bottom line. Because medical issues are so complex and every situation is so different, you cannot generalize, extrapolate one case to another. Every case stands on its own.
So, for example, you go to an expert, non-Jewish doctor. What do you say?
I don't know if we accept the Chassam Sefer Halacha. Every case is different. I told you, I just want to bring out points, issues. Every posek will tell you something different, depending on the situation, the needs of the person in the situation. There are no answers to these questions. There are no answers. Every single case stands on its own. It's unique. The only point I want to make, today is Daf Chav Gimel. This is the makar for the sugya. Do you believe a non-Jewish doctor when he gives you medical advice? There are two stories in the Gemara. The Gemara concludes with the word "do a test." Three different approaches to these words. Either the doctor said "do the test," which means we believe the doctors, or the Chum said "do the test," which means there's some degree of we don't believe the doctors, or there's a mistake. The words don't belong in the Gemara altogether. And there are different levels of believing, to what degree we do believe the doctors, or we do not believe the doctors. There's the idea of the Chassam Sofer that even if the doctors are sincere, their training is based upon the non-Jewish world. It's not necessarily relevant. How that applies to Lachal Lamayis of Isman Hazeh is extremely complex, and every single case is different. And that's it.
Be Jewish guinea pigs.